Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure, as always, to continue to be with you. And we got to have a little bit of technical difficulty getting our good buddy Jay Meyer on the show. We're working on that, so hang in there with us. And in the meantime, though, I want to talk about something else. I want to talk about the Keystone Pipeline. If you remember, that was something that that has been recently was killed by the president. He voted it down, and as you know, one of the problems we've got in the United States is that we do not have an energy policy. Now imagine that, folks. Imagine being a country that per capita is the largest consumer of petroleum in the world, and I don't know if we're the largest consumer in total volume, but per capita, we are the largest. Per dollar of GDP, we're not the largest because we produce a lot for the capital for the petroleum that we use, but we use a lot of it. We use millions and millions of barrels every day, right? So wouldn't you think that, and I'm aiming this not at any particular party or politician, because to my knowledge, this country has never, regardless of who was in charge, has never had an energy policy, and I think that's just ridiculous. I think it's embarrassing. It's humiliating to me as an American that we don't have a policy that combines the ability to pump our own, to acquire our own natural resources, to import what we need, to conserve where we can conserve, to find alternative fuels, all of those things, research and development, transfer from technology transfer from the research to the commercial, combined. Partnership between government and industry. This should be one of the single most important things that our government does, and yet we have no policy. We do not. The United States of America does not have an energy policy, a national energy policy. Folks, have you ever thought about that? How ridiculous is that? And if you think about it, when you hear politicians talking about it, all they want to talk about is the high price of gas, or we don't want to drill more, or the environmental this, or the environmental that. It doesn't matter, folks. The United States of America does not have a national energy policy, and that's embarrassing. So, when the Keystone Pipeline, which would bisect the U.S. by carrying Canadian crude oil straight down to Houston, Texas, where the largest gathering of refineries in the world is. When that's been proposed, it's not like it either fits into or violates some kind of a grand plan, but it does push the buttons. This pipeline does push the buttons of a lot of people, and it creates a bunch of strange bedfellows. For example, environmentalists hate it because it might break and contaminate the environment. That's one reason. A second reason why the environmentalists hate the pipeline is because they don't like anything that promotes the use of more carbon fuel. They just don't like that. The unions like it, which these two groups usually, are constituents together. The unions like it because it creates thousands of jobs, and they hope that most of those jobs will be unions. Another reason they like it is because they desperately need more jobs to pay more union dues. So that's the reason they like it. The Obama administration hates the pipeline because, number one, they only like green jobs. President Obama, let's face it, let's be honest, President Obama only likes green jobs. And crude is either black or brown, but never green. And the second reason the Obama administration doesn't like the pipeline is because they made the calculation that they can get more votes by ticking off the unions than the environmentalists. And that was, I'd like to see that calculus, wouldn't you? The petroleum industry likes it because, number one, that they like anything that puts the word more in front of oil. And two, it ticks off the environmentalists. That's the other reason they like it. I'm having a little fun with this, as you can tell. And the marketplace likes the pipeline because, number one, it creates thousands of jobs. And number two, we desperately need more jobs. Members of Congress like it. Most of them like it. Not all, but most like it. One, because it creates jobs. And unlike the Obama administration, they don't care what color jobs we get. And two, they can take credit, I should say, for creating those jobs. So that leaves only one group of the U.S. To poll, and that's small business owners. And we kind of did that recently. We polled small business owners, and we asked them what they thought about the pipeline when we said, you know, should we proceed with it. Almost 9 out of 10, 87% of our respondents said the Keystone Pipeline will create jobs and reduce U.S. dependence on foreign oil. Apparently, we don't think Canadian crude oil is foreign oil. And less than 10% said no, it would be an environmental nightmare, and the rest were uncertain. About 3%, I guess. So 87% of our respondents, of our audience, said that they thought the pipeline should go ahead. And I think that's a capitalist approach. Consequently, if you just do the math, clearly more groups want the Keystone Pipeline than don't. And since I believe the small business votes should get double weight, I think every time a small business owner votes, they should get two votes. That's the story I'm sticking to. The pipeline then would be a slam dunk. But Barack Obama has the Oval Office right now. And when you're the president, if it's Bush or Obama or Clinton, whoever, one thing's for sure, when you have the Oval Office, that's the ultimate bully pulpit. And as you know, he used it last week to reject the pipeline. It still may happen. It still may come to pass. Stay tuned. There's some other things going on. But I just thought I'd share a few ideas I have on why the pipeline is a good idea or a bad idea, depending on who you talk to. But according to small business owners, the Keystone Pipeline is a good idea. And their opinion is the only one that really matters to me. It's almost 9 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back with Jay Myers.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.